perspectives, and at the end, you will go to heaven. That's basically the worldly concept of religion. But the Bible, on the other hand, we are going to see the carnal nature of man, how evil we are, how wicked we are. We are going to see, before we came to Christ, the wickedness and the filthiness and the rottenness in us. If you think that you are a good person before you came to Christ, as we go on this series, you'll be truly convicted. We are going to touch just a small portion of it today, and we are going to continue. I think it's very good to see our past, our background. The more we see our corrupt nature, the more we'll appreciate the grace of God. But I want to just lay a little foundation. Maybe some of the scriptures or some of these things what I'm going to tell you, you may have heard over and over again, but it's good to hear again. We know that in the beginning, God created Adam in his own image. You know that, right? The book of Genesis says God created Adam in his own image. So Adam, when he was made without sin. Adam was holy. Adam was perfect. Adam was innocent. Adam was naked, totally naked, in the very presence of God. And he didn't have any guilty conscience. Why? Because he was holy. He was perfect. And Adam, when God created Adam, Adam was created and put in the garden in a probation period. Was put in a probation period. In this probation period, God gave Adam a law, a commandment. What is a commandment? Genesis chapter 2 verse 17. Genesis 2:17. It says here, but of the tree of knowledge, of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. That's a commandment. That's the law. Now, Adam, being a perfect man, he's being a holy man, he had the capacity to obey the law. Because he was perfect, he was holy. So, he had the capacity to obey the law. This was a covenant that God made with Adam. In the covenant, there are two parties. Here, in the party, we find God and Adam. In the covenant, God gave the law, and if you eat of it, you're going to die. Now, Adam could have gained eternal life if he was totally obedient and kept this covenant. And he could have gained eternal life through the obedience of works. So this is called a covenant of works, that you can gain life. It's a covenant of works. Eternal life is promised by works of obedience. Then we know Genesis chapter 3 verse 4, another personality comes, and that is Satan. And the serpent came first to the woman and said to the woman, you shall not surely die. God said, if you eat of this tree fruit, you shall surely die. And Satan said, if you eat of it, you shall not surely die. Now, God saying you shall surely die, and Satan is saying you shall not surely die, and Adam and Eve is right in the middle. They had to make a decision. If they obey the enemy, they have sinned against God. They have violated God, then death is going to come, just like God said. But we know that our enemy Satan is extremely good in deceiving people. He was able to deceive even the angels, one third of the angels in heaven. And Adam being totally holy and perfect, he was able to deceive him. So when Adam ate the fruit, because he listened to the enemy, then he violated the commandment what God gave. And they realized, the first thing they realized is what? They were naked. Now why? Sin consciousness came to their mind. When sin entered their mind, they realized they were naked and they were running away from God and hiding in bushes. The first thing when sin enters is, you are not going to run to God, you are going to run away from God. Remember the prodigal son? When prodigal son, when he was sinning away, he went to a very distant land. He doesn't want to come closer to his dad. He wants to go far away so he can freely sin. So here we see they sin against God. What is sin? What is sin? In 1 John chapter 5 verse 17 gives a definition of sin. Unrighteousness is sin. Okay. 1 John 5:17 says, all unrighteousness is sin. So if you break a commandment of God, that you are sinning against God. So when sin entered the man for the first time, with sin came what? Death. Because God said, you are going to die as soon as you eat. You can write it down and you can later look. And when Adam sinned against God, who else sinned with Adam? We sin against God too. Because Adam was the fountainhead of the human race. The entire human race, including all of us, we were in the loins of Adam. You can look later, Gloria. Okay? Okay. Yeah, because we have gone past. Okay. So in the entire humanity, everybody, including us, was in the loins of Adam. Okay? Because Adam is a fountainhead. Everybody was in Adam. So when Adam sinned, that sin affected us too, because we were in Adam. That's why Romans chapter 5 verse 12 is very important. So if you turn with me to Romans 5:12, is therefore just as through one man's sin, that is talking, referring to Adam, one man's sin entered the world and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because who sin? All sin. So you see that? That's the original sin. When Adam sinned, we sinned in him. And, of course, we know the Romans chapter 6 verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is what? Death. Wages of sin is death. So death came to man in three ways. God said, you are going to surely die. And death came, just like how what God said. And death came to man in three ways. The first way is spiritually. Man died. The second way is physically. Man is going to die. every person who is born to this world is going to die. We know that for sure. The third thing is, death came with eternal death. That means eternally, unbelievers are going to be in hell forever and ever. That's an eternal death. But I want to concentrate more on the spiritual death here. The spiritual death, we need to remember, God made man in his own image. But when Adam sinned, that image was broken. It was shattered. And we died spiritually. And we need to understand, when we died spiritually, man is alienated or being separated from God. Because Adam's sin, we know that it is imputed to us. That's why David cried out in Psalm chapter 51, verse 5. Okay, Psalm 51, 5 says, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin